Reflected upon the opinion of people who had seen a real human. disciples and he says, "Whom do you think that I am?" And our good impulsive friend Peter steps forth and he has a ready answer. And what a marvelous confession he makes. "You are the Christ of God. You are the anointed. You are the Messiah. You are the fulfillment of every Old Testament prophecy that shows the will of God since the garden of bringing a Savior to a fallen race." At his baptism, Peter and the others have heard the word, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Everything from the Old Testament prophecy down to the present moment pointed to Christ as the promised Messiah, the Christ of God. You and I too are confronted with that question. Not only, "Whom do the crowds say that I am?" But more specifically, a question directed to you and to me individually: "Who do you say that I am?" As Christ stands before us, how easy it is to say, "Yes, by all means, he is the Christ." But really, he is the Christ only of a segment of my life. Not all of it, because there are some little bailiwicks that I would like to protect from his intrusion. Oh, how easy it is to make a confession to say, "Yes, Peter, yeah, that's right. We all agree with that great confession." And then in our personal lives, as happened to the disciples, they began quarreling among themselves, asking who is the greatest. What's in it for me? After having made that confession, I am really one of the greatest to be able to see that. Or another one of our great occupational hazards is the fact that we can make a confession as Peter did very intellectually, that we can make it professionally, and then become so preoccupied with a moment of the day and with the immediate responsibilities that we have completely forgotten what that confession implies. Or we can look at that question as antiseptically as anyone possibly ever did. We can lay out the question on a laboratory table and then begin to place out all theological elements that we know, all grammatical elements, all historical elements, and we come up with a confession as did David Strauss in his Leben Jesus in 1835, after he had investigated exhaustively the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he closed his book with the scene of the crucifixion and the Savior suspended there lifeless. And Strauss's final comment was, both as a caption to that picture and as the final page of his life of Jesus, "That ended the end." And a few years later, Ernest Renan, a Frenchman in his story of the life of Christ, also, after intense historical investigation, perhaps some of the best scholarly marks that an individual could engage in doing a biographical step, as literally as the last sentence of his book, and says, "For the historian, the life of Jesus finishes is his last child. Who do you say that I am? And here we need to recall the way this text continues. It is not merely an individual who feels the vibration of a popular movement, who sees the 5,000 right within this context, who sees an upsurge of individuals doing a crime in truth. No. If that had been it, Dr. Strauss and Ernest Romani had been correct. But never were they more wrong. For our Savior reminds us, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. He himself was totally and fully aware of the eternal mission in which he engaged. He realized that he was the scapegoat, the sacrificial lamb. He speaks of himself as the Son of Man. And John the Baptist proclaims him as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And this is the confession that you and I make. The confession which St. Peter made, but which then is concluded in that particular revelation which our Savior shares with the 12. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. St. Peter said, you are the Christ of God. Bleeding and dying, yes. But God's Son, our Savior, for you and for me. That's our answer. And that's the answer that is of eternal importance. Thank God he has sent his beloved Son, that he is now and forever your Savior and mine. The Christ of God. My Savior. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through this same Christ of God. Amen.